For nearly a decade, New Hampshire has been seeking hundreds of millions of dollars from big oil companies over the chemical additive MTBE, which the state says is responsible for contaminating groundwater. The legal proceedings originally involved 26 oil companies. As trial began this week, there were just two left, ExxonMobil and Citgo, and now there may be just one. Reporter Lynn Tuohy covers legal affairs for the Associated Press in Concord. She's been following the case, and she joins me now with the latest. Lynn, thanks for joining me.
Oh, my pleasure.
Let's just take people back to when this all got started. What was the legal dispute over MTBE between the state and these oil companies?
The state alleged, as far back as 2003 in their lawsuit, that these oil companies used the additive MTBE, which is an oxygenator, in their gasoline, and the state is alleging that created both a defective product and a failure to warn by the oil companies that this particular additive has a far greater groundwater pollution potential than traditional gasoline does.
And the state went to trial with two of these companies starting on Monday, and now it looks like one of them, Citgo, is about to settle. Do we know what caused this change?
Wednesday morning, Citgo filed a motion with the court. And remember, even though this is being held in federal court, this is a Merrimack Superior Court case. And they asked the judge to sever them from the case, which the judge granted that motion pending their filing a consent decree with the state by February 15th. Which is all fancy legalese for their in settlement negotiations.
Now, we mentioned what the state has been alleging. What have the oil companies been saying about this issue?
The oil companies say MTBE worked exactly as it should have. It was used to get lead out of gasoline, which is a known carcinogen. It helped to reduce auto emissions, which the EPA insisted on. They were required to choose an additive, and there was a list of seven they could pick from. And they chose MTBE, saying it was the most effective, least harmful to the environment. It did as it should. It's not a defective product. And they say that any groundwater contamination remaining in the state is due to third parties, such as gas station franchisees, storage facilities, and transporters.
You mentioned that this case is a state case being held in a federal courtroom. Can you explain why?
Well, Merrimack Superior Court in Concord has three trial courtrooms. For one case to tie up what is expected to be a 4 to 5 month trial over there, justice would just grind to a halt. So the federal government loaned the state a courtroom over here. The technology is far better in federal court. I mean, we are talking live transcripts being generated daily, support staffs numbering the dozens on both sides, all with laptops, all with their BlackBerries. And it's unusual because in state court, we reporters could have our BlackBerries, we could have our laptops, we could be connected to the internet. The federal system does not permit photography, laptops, cell phones, unless you are a lawyer. So we've had to sort of navigate and negotiate our way through this. We can now have laptops in the courtroom, but we cannot have internet. So we essentially go into a vacuum for 8 hours a day.
With this likely to be a several-month trial, even with just one defendant left, what comes next? Is there any feeling that there might be another settlement with ExxonMobil, or is this likely to carry through to the end of the trial?
A settlement's always a potential, but ExxonMobil was the defendant in the only other MTB case to go to trial, and that was New York City Water District versus ExxonMobil. ExxonMobil, it just fought to the end. It had a verdict against it that it is now appealing. You know, no one anticipates ExxonMobil is going to settle this case. What it means to the state is a potential $700 million plus verdict, which the state says it would use to monitor drinking wells and other public water supplies and would use to remediate the most contaminated sites. I think one element that's just a interesting conversational piece about this trial is the sheer logistics, Brady. We're talking 50,000 exhibits marked before trial started. We've got 230 witnesses on the witness list, which it could grow. And we're looking at jurors who are going to sit through this case and listen to complex formulas, agencies, structures, procedures for 4 months.
Reporter Lynn Tuohy of the Associated Press, who's been following the state's MTBE trial. Lynn, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.